welcome everyone to this last Wednesday midweek service for the month of October. More like a crossover service. I believe that you will not cross into next year, next month, with anything that is not planted by God. And you will not cross into next year in Jesus' name. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. Said, if the iron be blunt and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to it more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. A man who is as the wise man and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing, a man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. In this month of wisdom, we want to end the month by the subject, critical wisdom for successful living. Critical wisdom for successful living. It's appearing to me like this message may not finish today, so it might spill into this coming month, maybe by Sunday. Our objective is to understand three critical wisdom areas for successful living. By way of introduction, three things are important to note. First, or rather, scriptures make three things clear about wisdom. First, that wisdom is very critical for profitable, gainful, successful living. Wisdom is very critical for profitable, gainful, successful living. It says wisdom is profitable. To live a life that profits you, to live a life that is gainful, to live a life that is successful, wisdom is needed. Second, wisdom is very critical for outstanding and distinguished living. Outstanding. A man's wisdom makes him outstanding. It makes his face to shine. That was Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. The first reference, of course, was Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. The first reference, the first wisdom is profitable. That is with the fact number one. And then number two, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. If you see someone in this kingdom who will be outstanding, whose face will shine, it requires wisdom. Thirdly, wisdom is very critical for royal and palatial existence. Royal and palatial existence. That is, wisdom takes you to the palace. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 15. Wisdom speaking said, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. So if you are to see gain and not losses, wisdom. If you are to stand out and not die under, wisdom. If you are to be in the palace and not in the bush, wisdom. And there are three wisdom areas. There are many, but three we will be looking at as critical wisdom for successful living. Number one is relationship wisdom. The second will be time use wisdom. And the third is financial wisdom. These three areas. When a person has relationship wisdom, and the wisdom in the use of time and the management of time, and wisdom in the management of resources, he can't die out. He must profit. His life must be gainful. He must be outstanding. He is a king in his realm. So we'll look at relationship wisdom. Concerning relationship, please note the following. One, relationship can make or mar life and destiny. Relationship. The relationship you have per time can be your making or your marrying. It can make you or mar you. Second, relationship can bring out the best or the worst out of the life of a person. The relationship you have per time can bring the best out of your life or bring the worst out of you. Meaning that a person who didn't know what it means to smoke before can become a smoker because of who became his friend. A person who didn't know how to lie before can become a liar because of who became his or her friend. A person who doesn't know how to cheat or steal before can become a thief because of who has become his friend. Alternatively, a person who doesn't know what it means to have power with God before can become powerful because of who they connected with. Somebody was reminding my wife yesterday of the special number she sang in the university 33 years ago, right? And how that he remembers her with glasses as thick as Coca-Cola, thick glasses then. But God brought somebody into her life, and that disappeared from her life, along with other things that came. Relationship. It can bring out the best or the worst. Some of the worst criminals today only enter the hand of a terrible person. That's all. Thirdly, relationship can bring you pain or bring you pleasure. One person in somebody's life can be the reason for pain or the reason for pleasure. Can bring you pain or pleasure. Somebody told me that he was invited to this church, but he resisted coming until he found a reason to come, because the person who was inviting him had defrauded him. So you don't know the number of people that are not going to church or probably outrightly went to hell because of somebody in church who is the cause of their pain. It can bring you pain or pleasure. But all the same, God brought him because he saw the reality. Thirdly, relationship can facilitate your gain or guarantee your loss. There is somebody that you can have relationship with that makes your life gainful. And there is someone else that you can relate with that can end your life with losses. I was talking with a man yesterday. He stepped into a relationship, maybe they call it an association. When I knew him 20-something years ago, vibrant young man, vibrant firebrand for God, vibrant everything. Studied to the highest level in his field, an expert by all means. He said, since I entered that place, I lost everything. The only thing I have not lost is my life. Marriage that went and living in a room now with plastic chairs as furniture. A man whose colleagues are comfortably in millions monthly because of who was that number five? Relationship can facilitate your gain or guarantee your loss. Number five, relationship can bring you acceleration or establish your stagnation. There are people that enter your life and you shifted. And there are those that hang around you and you are established. Until Lot left Abraham. Abraham's destiny couldn't open. That is why for marriage purpose, please look well before you marry. And pray well. There are people, the best days of their life were the days before marriage. Man, woman. Stagnation or acceleration. Number six, relationship can contribute to your preservation or facilitate your destruction. That is, person died, physically died because of a wrong friend. Got afflicted because of the wrong association. Ended prematurely because of hanging around the wrong people at the wrong places. There are those who have died other people's deaths. That will never be your portion. Finally, number seven is just the summary of everything. Relationship never leaves you neutral. Never leave you neutral. It's either adding something to you or taking something from you. There is nobody in your life that is there on a neutral gear. It's either adding something to you or taking something from you. Relationship never leave you neutral. Never. It's either adding something to you or taking something from you. Somebody say amen. Having said all of this, it is important, therefore, to operate wisdom in relationship if you want to reach the future. So, what is the wisdom for relationship? I'm going to itemize about 15 to 16 wisdom. Wisdom has plural. Number one, relate with the future in mind, not just for the moment. Relate with the future in mind, not just for the moment. This relationship I am involved with now, does it have a future? What future does it guarantee me? Friendship relationship, marital relationship, career relationship, whatever it is, what is the future? When we talk about future, we are talking about future both in this world and in the world to come. In this world and in the world to come. If I hang around this person, will I go to heaven or I'll end in hell? Will this husband help me to make heaven? Will this wife assist me to please God? Is this association godly? Is it enhancing me? Relate with the future in mind, not just for the moment. Number two, relate with positive influencers, not negative influencers. That is, those who influence your life positively, not those who influence your life negatively. That is, relate with people who bring the best out of your life, not those who bring the worst out of your life. Please include that. Those who bring the best. You were lukewarm before they assisted you to be prayerful. You were not going to church before they assisted you to be fervent in God. Those kind of people. Not the person who said, try cigarette, it will not kill you. Just test it. Not the person who said, in this day and age, nobody can be free. Just everybody is doing it. Not those kind of people. People who bring the... Not the person who will teach you how to drink Indian hemp. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Relate with people. Positive influencer. So, question to ask is, this person I am calling friend, what is his influence on my life? I told you the story before of a woman who was having problem with her husband and she was little issue. And then she wants to say... She wants to leave her husband's house. And her friend told her, I'm tired of this marriage. I want to go. And the friend said, do you have transport money? I can assist you. That was a divorcee, trying to facilitate another divorce to happen. Positive influencers. I've surrounded my life with those who influence me positively. I gave distance to every negative influencer. Thirdly, relate with people who treasure your principles and value your standards of life, your standards in life. They treasure your principles and value your standards in life. That is, I don't smoke and they respect it. I don't drink, they respect it. I don't talk against people, they respect it. Those who treasure your principles, who value your standards. The man walks into your life and you said, I have not known a man and I want to remain like this till I marry. It is the man I am marrying that will be the first man after the marriage. Not before, because he could be the first man before the marriage. No, after the marriage. This is what I have determined to do with myself. And the person respected it. Not just respect it, he protected it. He will protect it. He assists you to defend what you want. He assists you to defend your values. My determination in my relationship was that I am not going to be a bad influence in the life of this girl. Anything that is not her character, I won't introduce her into it. And what, whenever anything like that happens, then that is the end of the relationship. That is, you are there to not only value, but you're actually protecting what the person values. You're actually defending the standards they believe in. Do you understand? That kind of person, you said, oh, I want to send money to my father at home. He said, no, don't do that. Don't send money to the village all the time. I mean, in a negative sense. Those people who don't value your values and don't respect your standards, they don't value who you are and they are not good for your life. That was number three. Number four, relate with people who have principles and character that you either want to assimilate or sustain. These people have principles. They have character that you want to assimilate or sustain. What do I mean by that? Either the person has character you don't have and principles you lack. Maybe they are very disciplined. Maybe they know how to say no firmly. Maybe they are very diligent. And they have principles and character like that, that you desire to acquire from them. Because iron sharpeneth iron. You desire to assimilate from them. Or you to have similar character to them. And you want him to help you sustain it. That is iron sharpeneth iron. That is, he is encouraging you. You are encouraging him. That the way you people are living and the decision you have made is correct. And you are standing. So that is your friend. Your real friend is the person who either has the same character content that you have. And so you want to go around him so you can help each other maintain that character. Or he has something better than you and you want to absorb from him. Those are the people you relate with for the sake of the future. Number five. Is anybody getting anything here at all? If a young, decent lady becomes the friend of a prostitute, that is a challenge. That is a very challenge. Or a honest person becomes the friend of an armed robber. That is a major challenge. It's a major challenge because you are going to lose your own standards with time. Number five. Relate with people who see the treasure that is in you. Who are excited about you and what you represent. They see the treasure that is in you and they are excited about you and what you represent. You know, there are many people in this world, there are those who are excited about you. Those who celebrate you and those who tolerate you. You don't want to hang around where you are just being managed or tolerated. Those who see the treasure in you, who are excited about you and what you represent. It is wisdom. It is wisdom. Number six, relate with people who brighten your vision and inflame your passion in life. They brighten your vision. That is, in their light, you see light. Their vision is similar or similar with yours. They brighten your vision, they inflame your passion. They are like Elizabeth that makes the baby in your womb to kick. When you and them talk, you want to explode. Mindset is similar. What is the opposite of that? It is those who kill your vision. Don't think like that. This is Nigeria. Those are the people to run away from. Don't think like, who is thinking like that these days? In this country, you need to know people. Money is money talk. You need money to do everything. They deflate your enthusiasm. They puncture your positivism. Run from them. Run from them. And identify those who brighten your vision and inflame your passion. They make you want to pray more. They make you want to study more. They make you feel like you haven't started yet. Relate with those people. I preached like this one day. And somebody said, so where will we find this kind of people? Where will we find this kind of person? Because there are people, when they see that your vision is taller than your own, they want to cut your own. Number 7. Relate with people who sharpen your potentials, amplify your strength, and suffocate your weaknesses. They sharpen your potentials, amplify your strength, and suffocate your weaknesses. These people are focused on your potentials. They are focused on your strength. You can do it. I can see this kind of talent inside you. I can see this kind of ability in you. Rise up, wake up, give it your best. Don't slack. I see you can do this, you can do that. You can do this, there is this in your life. They assist you. They sharpen your potentials, amplify your strengths, and suffocate your weaknesses. Oh no, I don't know how to do this. Forget about that. The things you can do are better than, are more than the things you cannot do. The opposite is true. There are those who want to choke your potential, arrest your strengths, and then amplify your weakness. You don't know how to talk, self. See, you can't even dress. Ordinary dress, you can't dress. What kind of singing is that? What kind of preaching is that? If I was to follow what people say, I wouldn't be where I am now. Personally, myself. I was in choir as far back as 1986, 33 years ago. And every time we gather together, I enjoy leading praise worship. In fact, they asked me to lead. That's as far back as the same time. One day in the university, one young man told me, he said, bro, please don't sing again. He said, your voice is not good at all. He was not playing. He's still alive. And I think he's a member of this church. What is your concern? Even if it is a noise, if it is joyful, God is excited. He said, make a joyful noise. He was not laughing, no. His face was very serious. I was very confused. I didn't know what to answer. If I heard him now, you won't hear any song. With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. For I found in you a friend that I can trust. Mahashiba daga, yeah, 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 yeah. That is why. If I listen to him. Many of us are where we are today because we listen to some people. In fact, we listen to the wrong people. They suffocated our potential. They suffocated our raw talent. And talent is raw. It needs to be refined. Take your seat. Sharpen your potentials. Amplify your strengths. And suffocate your weakness. They are not focused on where you are weak. If you say that you had problem with something like bad films, what they call blue films in those days and those kind of things, the person is not trying to encourage you to do things around you that will bring that weakness out. Am I communicating at all? Relate with those. Sharpen your potentials and amplify your strength. Number 8, relate with people going your direction with similar destination as yourself. People who are going in your direction with similar destination as you. What is the meaning of that? You are thinking future, they are thinking future. And I'm not necessarily saying, oh, if you're a lawyer, you must find a lawyer because you're in the same. No, that's not what I'm talking about. The person has a future, you have a future. You are minded towards impacting the kingdom, he has the same mind. You have the same mind of impacting humanity, changing people's lives, he has the same mind. Touching destinies, he has the same mind. Similar direction. Not people going in opposite direction. With opposite destinations. What you are saying one thing, they are saying the opposite. I knew of a man, a pastor's wife, told the man was a medical doctor. After he married his wife, and I don't know what they explained to each other. The wife told him, it was medical doctor I married, not pastor. I'm not ready to be pastor's wife. She's ready to be doctor's wife, not ready to be pastor's wife. That marriage scattered. Outcome of everything, disaster. There are things to consider before you say, I do. Do you marry this man? I do. Things to consider before you say, I do. Very important. Relate with people going your direction with similar destination as yourself. Number 9. Relate with people who speak the language you understand and who understand your language. They speak the language you understand and who understand your language. Now, I am not saying that. Okay, pastor, say, since I am from Ishan, I should look for only Ishan friend. That's not what I'm talking about. Pastor, say that since I'm from Agatu, I should look for people from Agatu or Bagaji. That's not what I'm talking about. People whose mindset and utterances are similar with yours. You see, there are people who can never communicate without quarrel. They can never communicate without confusion. They can never communicate without argument. If you are noticing that in relationship already before you marry, and you are convincing yourself that it will get better, yes, the argument will be better when you marry. It will be better. A better mean it will be, it will multiply. Marriage is a multiplier. It is. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? So, one of the things that God has done for me and my wife is, if I cough, she will understand what I'm saying. maybe by the similarity of background, of training and similarity in many ways, spiritual passion and fire and so on. There was a man and his wife who started quarreling from marriage reception. The problem started misunderstanding. What did you say? Don't talk like that. And then the man was talking to his brother. He said, no, speak English. Speak language. Let all of us hear. Please. Any friend that you are quarreling with each other all the time, that is an indication that that relationship is a waste of life. You are quarreling all the time, arguing all the time, settling all the time. It's not by force. You don't have eternity to use to. You don't have eternity to fulfill your destiny. You are meant to be making progress, not solving arguments. You met today. You argue today. Then you broke up. 1 week later, okay, we have become friends now. And then 3 days later, major argument. Major quarrel. Then, okay, all right, please, just relax. And then 1 week later, what kind of useless, yes, life? That time your mates have used it to make some impact. Very, very important. It's not by force. It's not compulsory that everybody must understand you and you understand them. But there is somebody who you can understand each other. Praise the Lord. Relate with people who speak the language you understand and you understand their language. Number 10, relate with people who are not in insecurity because of your potentials. Who are not intimidated by your success and profile. Again, relate with people who are not in insecurity because of your potentials. Who are not intimidated by your success and profile. There are people who are in a lot of insecurity when they see somebody else's gifting and gracing. They just get insecure. Easily, quickly get intimidated. The opposite kind of people are people you should relate with. Those who celebrate your success. That was the kind of thing I was saying some time ago, and somebody said, where will somebody find those kind of people? But people exist. Who are genuinely excited that you are doing well. People who wish you well. They are excited with your results. Don't hang around people who are uncomfortable. They were smiling before you shared your testimony. And the smile disappeared. Hey, sister or brother, I just wanted to let, oh, God is faithful. In fact, I went to so-and-so office. He says, in fact, well done. Well done. So, we'll see later, isn't it? The Lord bless you. He's angry. Why is he the one? Why not me? You write a book, you say, see, I just wrote a book, say, my new album. Really? It is well. And at times the bitterness can be so terrible that they can't hide it. That is elementary witchcraft. It is from there that it graduates. Be careful. Relate with people who are not in insecurity because of your potentials. Number 11. Relate with people who will not engage you in unhealthy competition and strife. Engage you in unhealthy competition and strife. That is people who are Not their major assignment is to see how they can outdo or undo or deshine another. Flee from such. Not those who are at unhealthy competition or healthy strife. Buy a car. Okay, me too. I must buy one. Got a house in Metama. Okay, my own will be a Sokoro. Children are going to American International School. Okay. I will put my own there. Well, in fact, let me look for British International School. What kind of useless life is that? You don't waste your life around such people. Number 12. Relate with people who value you for who you are and not for what they can get out of you. Not people who are out to use and abuse you. They value you for who you are, not just for what they can get out of you. There are friends that want to use their friend's CV or their friend's social standing or business connections and associations. Not that they like the man, but they know the man knows people. Careful. There are those, it is not you they want to marry. It is either your money or your car or your house or your job or your family position. Not you. So be sure. Be sure that it is you the people are trying to relate with. Is anybody getting anything at all here? That's why there are so many people stranded in life today. 13. Relate with people who can cover your back and veil your nakedness. Not those who stab your back, stab you at the back, or join those who do so. Not those who expose your faults, errors, mistakes to ridicule. What did I say? People who can cover your back. Cover your back means, I have a proverb that I personally originated. I said, no matter how wise a person is, he cannot see the back of his own head. No matter how wise you are, you can't see the back of your head. So you have friends who can cover you at the back from arrows that are coming from behind. They won't stab you at the back. They won't join people who stab you at the back. They cover your nakedness means they are not one of those to expose your faults, your errors, your mistakes, your weaknesses to people. They are not there. That is not their assignment. Somebody asked my wife, he said, I discussed some things about my life with the senior pastor. Has he informed you? Has he informed you so that you, not one, two, three, four, don't. And she would tell them all the time, if you want me to know, tell me yourself. But if you told him, except you told him to tell me, what you tell him remains. Nothing. That is part of our confidentiality as doctor-patient relationship, and then it is also scriptural. Somebody say amen. There are people that they are the first person to expose the failures of their friend. They are the first people to let the world know the mistakes of their so-called friend. What a wickedness. There are people who trusted you with information of their life. You ridiculed it. I know a man who almost You almost just, his marriage literally broke because what he told his wife in confidence, he heard it from others. That is, he told his wife, that is only his wife is aware, under heaven. Real friend is somebody, he covers your back, veils nakedness. What Noah's children did for him when he was lying naked. And I said again, somebody said, where can we find such people? They are available. Ruth was like that to Naomi. They are available. Silas was like that to Paul when John Mark left. They are available. Take your seat. Relate with people. Number 14. Relate with people who multiply your joy and diminish your pain. There are people who are a joy to hang with. They multiply your joy. They diminish your pain. There is an opposite set of people who reduce, they diminish your joy and multiply your pain. Unfortunately, this happens a lot in marital settings. The girl was more excited than before he met the man. Marriage turned her to a shadow, and vice versa. The woman showed me the picture of brutal beating by husband. Beating with black eye, beat all manner. I couldn't believe that a man will do that to a woman that is not as powerful as you. I said to her, I apologize to you on behalf of masculinity. I apologize to you on behalf of men. Because a real man uses his power to protect a woman, not power to destroy her. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The person you are hanging around, is your joy multiplying or reducing? Find out. Because there are people who do things blindly. Your real friend multiplies your joy. Diminishes your pain. Your life is more vibrant and more exuberant. Your real friend. Number 15. Relate with people who are friends indeed. What do I mean by that? That is those who are all weather friends. All weather. They are there. They are there. Because there are seasonal friends. Those who abandon you in times of little challenge. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Those who cannot stand by you in the course of the heat. Maybe there is a slight false accusation or something, conspiracy in the office. Let me distance myself. There are all weather. You know the people that broke the roof and dropped that paralyzed man in Mark chapter 2? They broke the roof. The man was crippled. He couldn't help himself anymore. His friends stood right around him. You know the people that stood around Paul the apostle in Acts chapter 14 verse 20? When they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, in his death they stood with him until he resurrected. There are other friends who will start struggling for the cloth. The man has not even reached mortuary yet. Property struggle has started. May God give us real people. All weather, all friends indeed. all weather, not fair weather friends, not seasonal friends. There is a proverb that says, in prosperity, your friends know you. But it is in adversity you know your friends. And you will never be a victim of any such adversity. Finally, 16. Relate with those who give you peace and rest. Peace and rest. Never force yourself to sustain a relationship in which peace is lost. For those who are already married, that one is a fixed deposit. Don't say that. Pastor say, if I don't have peace, I should go. That law applies to you before you married. That's why you should see well before you marry. You don't force yourself. Where peace, you don't force yourself to be at peace with a relationship in which you have lost your peace. Friendship, relationship. Relationship that is heading towards marriage. Don't. Because if you don't leave it in peace, it may leave you in pieces. That's the truth. By the time that relationship is through with you, the people may not find you. You don't leave it in peace. It may leave you in pieces. There could be more things to say. But we'll stop here. Mind you, we have just done point number one. That is relationship wisdom. That's why I said this matter will enter next month small. What is my counsel today? Number one, never relate carelessly. Relate carefully. Relate carefully. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Relate carefully, not carelessly. Don't manage relationships, it may damage you. Carefully. Number two, love abundantly so that it can be balanced. That you are not the friend of somebody doesn't mean he's your enemy. That you are not the friend of somebody doesn't mean you should live in hatred and bitterness. Hatred, bitterness is very demanding. Love abundantly. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love. Abound, abundant. Abound in love, one toward another. And towards all men. Even as we do toward you. You relate with a select group of people, but you love everybody. Love abundantly. Love everybody means wish everybody well. Love everybody means hate nobody. Love everybody means let goodwill flow from you towards everybody. Am I communicating at all? Love abundantly. The person you are not friends with is not your enemy. Becoming the enemy of somebody who was once your friend is counterproductive. It's counterproductive. Be amicable, be excitable, be exciting. If that person is a child of God, even though you are not in such a friendly relationship, meaning that You don't share times together, or you are not counseling each other anymore like that. That doesn't make that person your enemy. Abundantly. Love. Abundantly. Number three. Is number two very clear? And I want God to help us multiply love in the house of God. Love, love, love in the church. The way a manner some people sit and talk against each other. There are those who are happy at the calamity of others. Look at her. She's over 40 something. She has not seen husband. Yes, she's doing guy. Are you a witch? We are crying to God with passion for such a person to be established, and there you are celebrating that is where they are. You see, talk. Yeah, that one. See, still looking for child. Yet he's doing guy. What guy is he doing now? Go and get child first. Are you the owner of child? Do you know your own future? Never allow anybody recruit you into bitterness against people. Don't let anybody recruit you into talking against people. For what a man sows, that shall he reap. Be among those who are, you are excited. There are those who are happy that a sister's relationship broke. Or a woman lost her husband, told her to go. Say, good for her. She's the man has finally sacked her. Good for her. She's doing guy like peacock. Won't allow us rest. Driving big car all the time. Where are the cars now? That is proper witchcraft. Proper witchcraft. As for that girl, let me tell you. It was good for her that man didn't marry herself. What is your problem? What is your challenge? What are you looking for? What do you want out of life? When you meet God, what will you tell him? Why don't you face your life and wish everybody whatever you wish your life? And nobody succeeds at your expense. The success of nobody is the reason for your failure. Live and let's live is what they say. I think it was in Jamaica. Live, let's live. Succeed, let's succeed. Progress, let's progress. Make it, let all of us make it. The sky is big enough for birds to fly without hitting each other. The forest is thick enough for elephants to move about without colliding with each other. Any challenge? Love abundantly. There are people, somebody will not pass without them talking about the person. See this person, sir. See that one. As if they are possessed with some demons. Major demons. Okay. It's good for them. For them. There are some people who celebrate evil as if they can eat dead body. They celebrate evil. Celebrate evil. That's the basis of witchcraft. I like us to determine today to love according to scripture. The person is not necessarily your friend, but is not your enemy at all. It's a child of God. But with the blood of the Lamb. You don't understand why he or she is like that. Leave them alone. Leave them in the hands of God. Let God leave Jonah in the hands of God. To take care of Jonah's future. Take your seat. Number three. Rely on divine guidance. Even in relationship. on divine guidance. Rely on divine guidance. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Rely on divine guidance. Let God lead you to the right people. Let God disconnect you from wrong associations. Am I communicating at all? And finally, be a friend indeed. The Bible said, a man that will have friends, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Be a friend indeed. When I was saying, I told you when I was preaching this kind of message some time ago and talking about who is a friend, somebody say, then where are such people? This is my challenge to you. You be that person. Let somebody find you this character outlined. Sow the seed. Be there for somebody. Be there for somebody as a friend. Be there for somebody as a brother, as a sister. This world is suffocating for bankruptcy of love. People are thirsty, not for food, not for money, not for water. There are so many people hungry for acceptance. Who values me? Who thinks I exist? Who is it that think I matter? Who cares? There are people left, right, and center. There are people nobody has given them a phone call in the last 2 weeks, 1 month. Nobody says, how are you? Nobody says, how are you doing? Everything okay? They are just there like that. Be the person that will make that difference. And you say, nobody has called me. Nobody cares for me. Start caring for somebody. Take a phone call. Call your old primary school classmate or secondary school, university. A Christian brother, you did maturity together, you did this and that together. Call them. A sister. I just heard a message that I want to find out how are you doing. Make it a habit and just keep at it. And then the time will come shortly where what you are sowing, you begin to reap it. Am I communicating? Where what you are sowing, you begin to reap it. I'm telling you, there are so many people who are thirsty, who are hungry, like yourself, for value. They want appreciation. They want value. There are wives who are dying in the nose of their husband for lack of appreciation. They are not valued. She's just there. Start it at home. Start it with your children. And I believe it's a new day. Stand up on your feet. One thing I learned many times, some time ago, when Gideon told God, if God be for us, where be these his miracles we have heard? And the angel said, go in this thy might. The answer that I got is, Gideon, you are the one you have been waiting for. And the time you have been waiting for is now. What you want somebody to do for you, do it now. Somebody say amen. How many of you know somebody went into a town and they told him that in this town people don't smile for each other? He said, really? He said, nobody smiles. Walk on the road, you see, they don't smile. Everybody is frowning. And truly he came and he saw everybody's face was like stone. People pass each other without caring that they existed. And he said, I will show you something. And he just came and began to smile from a distance to the first person. Hello, like he knew him 20-something years ago. The man said, hello. And he continued like that, and he received instant harvest. I thought you said, people don't smile for each other. Will they smile for you if you don't smile for them? What I have just talked about tonight will heal some sickness. It will take off hypertension. It will take off arthritis. It will take off ulcer. Somebody that for no reason you became enemies, reconcile. I'm not saying you must become friends, but love them. Love them. And it's a new day for you. Lift your hands and let's appreciate God tonight. Father, we give you the praise and the honor. Blessed be your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Honor to your name. Majesty. Thank you because you are God. Thank you because you are God. Adonai. Elion. Rufeka. Mekadesh. We love you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. In Jesus' name. The way we are behaving. It's time for prayer, but people are not praying. Like the person who has eaten so much food and he can't even stand up from where he's sitting. But I want you to make the effort. One day we organized a love feast, I think among our ministers or so. Went somewhere and they served us buffet. And after the people have eaten their food, and you know the balance of the food is to be taken back to the kitchen. So one of the young men said, so what will happen to the remaining food? It will be taken back to the hotel. I said, no way. He said, it is better he eats until they carry him from here than for the food to be carried back. Didn't we pay for all the food? It was paid for. But you can't finish it. What they do? They carry it back. No way. Let them carry me from here than to carry the food. I hope that is not what has happened tonight. You are so loaded, you can't even say anything right now. But lift your hands and say, Father, I thank you for your word today. I come before you tonight. I receive the grace to be a friend indeed. I receive the grace to be a friend indeed. I receive the grace to identify the correct associations for my life. I receive the grace to love abundantly. To love abundantly. To love abundantly. I receive the grace to be careful in association. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. I receive that grace. Mesha toke balaya nagaya lahashtala labasto. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. Masha Lord Efretimi Dalayagasta. I receive that grace. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands. The most important decision is the decision to serve Jesus. The decision to have relationship with the Master. The decision for Jesus. You are here today, your relationship with the master is very far, very distant. You want to make it close. You want to hand over your life to God. You want to be forgiven of your sins. You want today to mark a new day for you. Pick up your Bibles and pick up your bags and quickly rush to the frontier. And you are saying, Pastor, my own is not relationship with people yet. It's relationship with God. I am at fault. I am not doing well. I am not doing well with God, and I want to do well. I want to surrender. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I'd like you to pick your Bibles and bags. I'll give you the count of seven. While we are doing that, we'll take our communion positions. In the name of Jesus. One.
I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may. Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may.
Of wisdom. Wisdom to relate carefully. Wisdom in the use of time. Wisdom in financial management. It remains our communion of wisdom. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, I connect with wisdom today from the communion. I receive the grace to walk in wisdom. Wisdom in relationship. Wisdom in finances. Wisdom in time management. I connect the wisdom. And I thank you for that wisdom. In Jesus' precious name. Say a louder amen. And I speak upon this communion. By the reason of the blood of Jesus, any relationship that will destroy your life, by the power of the blood, be separated from it. Divine direction, divine revelation, divine insight in identifying the right relationship is released upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Everything that is a sickness in your body, by this same communion, it is flushed out. Every demonic challenge spirit, husband spirit, wife, serpentine spirit, masquerade spirit, unclean demons, whatever they are called, oppressing, tormenting your life today,
by the power of the blood, they are flushed out. In the name of Jesus.
I prophesy today. I decree today. That's right. Wherever your finances are tied, the yoke of them is broken.
What is yours is released. What is yours is released. What is yours is released.
In the name of Jesus. As October ends tomorrow, between now and this time tomorrow, the systems will come under pressure.
Lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours for October enters your hands.
October 31st is not permitted to conclude,
and November 1st is not permitted to arrive until your expectations come to pass. I call it done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Shout the loudest, amen.
Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat and let us celebrate. Seriously, take the communion. Those in the front, place your right hand on your chest and lift the other hand up and pray this prayer with me. South Africa. Southern African Republic. You're welcome. Place your right hand on your chest and lift your hands and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you. I receive it now. Thank you, Lord, for this grace. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.